This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. The Motion Picture Academy rolls out the red carpet for the Oscars in just a couple of weeks, and a small-budget film called Frozen River could be this year's fairy tale success. It's up for two awards. The story it tells is anything but a fairy tale. It's about a mother who begins smuggling immigrants across the Canadian border in order to make the final payment on a new double-wide trailer. Nate DeMeo reports.
You can view Frozen River as a searing drama about what happens when people are pushed to their breaking points by unrelenting economic struggle.
That was an accident.
It's an accident. You shot him in the foot.
TJ, he spent the food money on scratch cards.
We've done it before.
Or you can view Frozen River another way.
I think the film is quite a Cinderella story.
A Cinderella story in which Michael Barker, the co-president of Sony Pictures Classics, is the fairy godmother. Every year around this time, there seems to be one small film that gets its big moment, the plucky upstart plucked from obscurity. The Frozen River version of the story started where a lot of them do.
At the Sundance Film Festival 1 year ago.
Where Barker goes every year. He says other executives go looking for the next Little Miss Sunshine, the next indie darling with mass market appeal. He's looking for something else.
The movie that is very high quality, but it's not a movie that's very obvious in how to sell or how to market it.
The magic here, the bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, if you must, that turns small, challenging movies like the bleak and often brutal Frozen River into Cinderella stories, is actually a methodical business plan that Barker and his team have honed award season after award season. It goes like this.
Our plan from the beginning was to open the film in August.
When fatigued moviegoers are seeking refuge from summer blockbusters.
We try to capture as many of the good reviews we can.
And the reviews for Frozen River were glowing. And with the glowing reviews, they could line up more screens. And when the company buys a tiny movie with non-stars and a first-time director, they get people willing to sit down for endless interviews promoting it. And all that good press put them on schedule to take their best shot at an Oscar nomination. A perfectly timed Oscar screener.
For the longest time, we're the only film that the Academy members had in their hand to watch.
Each fall, movie companies fishing for Oscar votes send members free DVDs. The first ones usually start showing up around Halloween. Frozen River went out at the beginning of September, before it could be buried under a pile of Benjamin Button and Dark Knight screeners. The plan worked.
For Best Original Screenplay, the nominees are Courtney Hunt for Frozen River.
Now, Sony Pictures Classics is reaping the benefits. It had scheduled the DVD release for right around now to take advantage of a potential nomination, and now orders are up. And when it's time to make deals with TV and cable, Academy Award nominee Frozen River will be much more attractive than plain old Frozen River.
Our goal is for the film to have the longest life possible, and Frozen River is probably a textbook example. And we keep going. We see what happens at the next stage.
Your classic Cinderella story. Your classic multinational media conglomerate orchestrated and executed Cinderella story.
Michael, he had a plan and an instinct on this.
That's Courtney Hunt, Frozen River's first-time director and now nominated screenwriter. An overnight sensation after 10 years fighting to get this movie made.
Well, I thought once I got into Sundance and sold the movie that I was a big shot. But it turns out not as big of a shot as I thought it was.
She says at each mile marker of the promotional plan, she's found that the movie business opens up to her just a little bit more. A win at Sundance gets you some exciting meetings. A good theatrical run gets better ones. And now, with an Academy Award nomination, she's a bigger shot still. The kind who can pick and choose her next project. Meanwhile, the folks at Sony Pictures Classic just got back from this year's Sundance, with a new set of movies about to get the Cinderella treatment. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.